Blog Talk Radio.
Second, I forgot I was starting the show. Yeah. Getting it.
Thought you were in the crib chilling, huh?
Right. I'm all like, I'm like, oh, I don't need this, so I'm snapping and singing that, so we'll need that all in the background. But I'm here, people. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, Peace Queen. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing good. These days, I don't know what's going on with the time where, you know, one minute is dragging out, the next minute is speeding up, but I'm adjusting to it. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, man.
But
yeah, July ran up out of here like it had to go fix shit. Man.
I was like, oh God, you know, but I'm here. I'm excited to be here because y'all know I like to run my mouth. And this show is going to be no different from any other show. I'm going to run my mouth. I'm going to pop my you know what, you know? But.
And that's right.
You know.
You gotta talk your shit.
Right. So. Quite a few things we're going to cover in this show. We're going to be talking about some current topics and news stories. All questions and comments are welcome. Don't forget, you can call in 515-605-9823. Don't forget to press 1 on your cell phone keypad to go live with us. You know, these shows don't be for the sensitive either.
You know, we figure that's, you know, we haven't done a show about, you know, current events or any news topics of any significance lately. So we'll just, you know, throw a curveball and do one this week so we could get back to our regularly scheduled situationships, thotting and bopping and whatever form of fuckery we decide to do for the rest of the month. But it's just some things that are going on that we can't ignore. We got to pay more attention to.
And unfortunately, some of these things are more common than some think. We got to talk about it. We got to keep having this conversation. We're going to keep having this conversation until people get it together and do what they got to do. So what's the first topic?
Well, I figured let's get the ridiculous and the ratchet out the way first. I'm sure you heard about the Lizzo story. And you know, about her former tour dancers who are accusing her of harassment in a hostile work environment. And a form of sexual assault. Sexual harassment as well. It's tied in there somewhere. Now, this is not a criminal. This is a civil, which means somebody's trying to get monetary gain. We're looking at maybe three of her tour dancers. And just for people to understand, Lizzo has her own her own company, which highlights big girls dancing, and with the sole purpose of promoting, going on tour. When she rolls, she has a whole team that forms together like the Avengers, and she takes them out with her. So, I mean, you name it, it's in there. You know, and of course, she has someone who is managing this company of girls, and the defendants include Lizzo using her full name, Melissa Jefferson, instead of her stage name. Her production company, which is Big Girl, that's G-R-R-R-L, Victory Inc., and Charlene Quigley, the tour's dance captain. It does not specify whether the singer was aware of the plaintiff's allegations linked to Ms. Quigley. So when you read the actual lawsuit, Quigley is getting hit with a majority of the stuff. She's calling some of the girls fat. There's talks about just being overall mean bitch to them. Then I've read some language yesterday where someone was asked to grab somebody's boob and some shit. It's just messy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lesson in this thing. You have to be careful when you create a company underneath your art. You know, I work with a lot of singers and rappers, and all of them I'm working with they all are planning to launch some form of business under their art, whether it's throwing events, whether it's, you know, music distribution for the next group of artists. You have to really, really be careful who you putting in charge of your shit. Because this can happen to anyone.
Right.
You know?
Because that person that you hire is a representation of you. So that means whatever they do, they're doing it under your name. They're doing it with you saying, this person represents me. You know, so you got to be mindful. And as far as this lawsuit, now, see, I'm not the one that's going to say how somebody acts, you know, behind closed doors. Because I remember watching R&B Divas, and when I saw how Kelly Price was a main girl, because, you know, people put their own narrative out. And it was like, you know, her narrative was she was blackballed and everything else. But when I see her action on that show, I'm like, no, it was hard to work with, she. Like, she was just so mean and vicious to the other ladies and just like, ugh. But so as far as how she treated them and the you know, one of the girls supposed to got fired for gaining weight that suffers from an eating disorder. First of all, you on a show that's a platform for big girls, plus size women, you know, all shapes and sizes. I've seen like the promotion for it, but I haven't watched the show. You know, Lizzo a little out there already. She be doing some stuff she ain't got no business doing already. So I can't, you know, I'm not going to automatically say that she's guilty or she's done certain things because I don't know firsthand. But as you stated, everything is not directly her. It's other people who represent her company and work for her that she's putting this trust into. So you got to be on top of that. And it's a fine line when you go in as this boss and you're trying to be friends and buddy-buddy with your employees to the point where certain lines are crossed because it's supposed to be an incident. Like you said, they both had went to, like, a strip club or something like that, and they was telling her, like, touch your chest, and she didn't want to do it. But she, in her words, she felt like she had to do it because here's somebody that you're looking at as a friend, but now it's like, and they're doing friendly, you know, stuff with you, stuff you do with your friends, but this is your boss. So you don't want to say no or with the fear of getting fired or whatever the case may be. So you're put in a situation, depending who you are, is how you're going to handle it. You get put in a situation where it's like, I got to do it, even though I really don't want to do it because this is my boss type thing. So that's another thing you got to be careful with. You are supposed to be stoned. And they're supposed to know that you're the boss, but it doesn't have to be an environment where you're acting like those people are your friends, because that's when that line gets drawn, and it's like, oh, everybody likes you when you're being a friend and you're the fun boss and you're doing this, you're doing that. But the only time you put your foot down and do some type of discipline or, you know, reprimand somebody or something like that, then it's, oh, my God, they're so mean and evil. So that's why you got to have that balance. You got to know how to treat your employees, you know, without being buddy-buddy friends where they act like they don't know who you are or they trying to get away with stuff. So, yeah. And then I don't want to be – the main thing, the issue I have with this is, it's like, for me, the second time I do me wrong or do something that makes me feel uncomfortable, you know, I got a mouthpiece. I got a voice for a reason. I'm going to use it. What gets me is when one person come forward, then everybody else come out the woodworks. So it kind of also kind of blurs things too, because then it's like it's those two sides where, oh, it's more than one person saying it, so it must be true. But it's the other side, like, okay, you just jumping on the bandwagon because somebody else, now you want a piece of that money. So it kind of blurs it you know, as well, because like you said, it's a civil case. That means it's all about, I mean, that person want money. They don't want the person to go to jail. You know, they don't want them to get any type of criminal charges, anything pressed on them. They want to be compensated. But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Some people, some people, you know, change when they get a certain type of fame or fortune or a certain status, and they do be a mean girl, you know? So, so come on now, y'all. So I'm going, I mean, I'm not that surprised at this lawsuit. Like I'm saying, I'm not saying that, oh, she's definitely guilty. You know, and some people feel like they got to be super hard and stern when they doing certain things, and it's not that serious. It's, if they wanted to go to boot camp, they go to boot camp, but they want to get yelled at and, you know, and all that other stuff.
Right.
Some people just put up with things because they want that name. They want to be out there. They want to be on this tour. They want to be, you know, they want to get the money, or this is a stepping stone for them to get noticed to be somewhere else. But, okay, I'm going to pass it over to you.
Yeah, this is one of the, shout out to Kat Collins, just messaged, like, this is a situation of her being a boss instead of being a CEO and a leader. And I completely agree. They're not the same thing. You know, because what happens is a lot of folks who have a talent or art that they're very good at, and this has nothing to do with her singing, rapping or whatever else, she's amazing at what she does. Now, when you take that and want to create a legitimate business that requires people who deal with people, yes, it's an LLC, but you still can be sued. You're still liable for a lot of bullshit. And you made this woman the dance captain, who was the actual manager of this business. Because they're talking about this girl was saying sexually, Quigley was saying sexually explicit things to the dancers all the time. But at the same time, she made it a mission to preach Christianity to the dancers, according to the lawsuit, and appeared to be fixated on one of the girls' virginity. So these are young girls. And they apparently have some criteria. Yes, you must be a plus-size woman, but you can't be too big where it's going to affect your dance and how you look. So I get that. You know, you only can be so much of a big girl. But at the same time, if this is a scenario where this actually happened, if half of the shit that they're saying happened, take every penny. Because this kind of stuff got to stop. You cannot be out here preaching body positive, and then you have a cuckoo under you doing this stuff. And if you didn't know, that's your fault because you're being a boss. You're giving out orders.
Yeah,
you're not down there in the, you're not down there handling your business like you're supposed to. So I have no sympathy if any of this shit is true. You know, so all them commercials and whatever the fuck you're doing, you're going to be having an OnlyFans page to make money. So what the fuck you need to do? I don't feel for it. But yeah, let's see how this turns out. I'm praying that this is not true because I don't agree with a lot of stuff Lizzo does, but I am a fan of her talent and her skill and her message. You know, so, you know, we love the big girls, you know. The girls got to be respected and appreciated.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, that's that. Let's stay into entertainment before we get to the more important stuff. You heard about Cardi B's mic. That's what they're calling the mic drop, right?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Apparently last week she was performing somewhere. It don't even matter. And someone threw a cup of something that had ice and liquid, and it hit her. Her response was to take the mic while she was performing and humming it who she thought was the person, and it hit an innocent person and the person that threw the liquid on her. So that turned into a whole thing. The innocent person did go to the cops. The person that did I guess they were dejected or whatever the hell. But here's the issue. There's a couple issues here. The backstory is prior to the girl throwing, or the person throwing the cup of ice water or whatever it was, she is telling the DJ and telling the crowd, hey, you know, I'm hot up here, you know, help me stay cool, splash me. So I guess some time went by and someone said, I'm finally in range to splash her ass. They threw something at her.
It's one of those things. It's like you get what you're asking for, but you don't like how it was done, and now you got a problem with it. First of all, let's start off by saying, I don't care. Unpopular opinion, I do not care. This girl gets away with a lot of things she shouldn't get away with, like some other people, and they always justifying the behavior. When I first saw the clip of her throwing a mic, the first thing I said was, I wonder if it hit the person it was intended for, or did it hit somebody innocent? Because that was reckless right there. First of all, you are a certain status. You're an entertainer. You're performing. And the people that's there, you have to be safe. Yes, that's why you have security. But, you know, the other people are supposed to be safe as well. And for you to make an irrational, poor judgment to throw a microphone into a crowd, like you felt like your aim was that good, and put other people at risk, that was a dummy move. So as she should have went to the cops, yes, I hope she gets whatever punishment coming to her, because you got to be smarter. Like, so many people got to be smarter. Like, because everybody and their mother, like, oh, that's why I would have threw it too. Yes, if it was a situation where nobody else could possibly get hurt, that's different. But you asked for somebody to cool you off and throw water on you, and when somebody did, you're having a fit. You're upset. You throw a microphone. And no telling what damage that microphone could have did. And even if somebody did throw, that's just like if I slap you and you pull out a gun and shoot me. What's this? What? Like, somebody throw liquid water on you. And I understand people was like, because when the clip first came out, people were like, oh, you didn't know what could have been in that cup or whatever case may be. I get that part. But this is somebody that's asking for somebody to throw something on her. I wouldn't even ask nobody to throw something on me. And it's a clip. After the girl did it, she like, and saw that Carly was mad, she was like, sorry. And then the mic got thrown. So that right there is just, it was totally uncalled for, because, like I said, if other people was in the line of fire when you did that, and it just was excessive. Like, they might bring me a cup of water so I could splash it back in her face. So, you know, type thing. Not throw a microphone at somebody. Because even if it hit the person that was intended for, there's no telling how that could have hit her. It could have hit her nose and broke a nose. You know, could have hit an eye and then eye damage. And then what? So.
Yeah. It's my thing is this. Those mics, I'm not talking about a karaoke bar mic. That mic that she got hit with is a Shure wireless mic. It's a digital microphone that's a little weighted, a little heavier than some karaoke mic at a bar. You can break somebody's face with the right arm. You know what I mean? You can literally crack a bone if you know what you're doing. This is a heavier mic than the standard shit, because it's filled with all the stuff, so you can be wireless. You know what I mean? So there's concerns with that, because guess what? Even if you hit that person square in the forehead who threw the water on you, you're still liable.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, as the time went by, we start seeing, you know, here come the internet people. They, the best investigators in the world, they start pulling up more footage in the past of her throwing shit at the crowd or throwing shit around the stage. So I'm not shocked, but at the same time, we got to do better. And the flip side of this is there's a bigger story here that involves the crowd being so out of pocket, throwing shit on stage. And, you know, I'm not talking about a Drake throwing shit on stage. That's been, it's been something that's been brewing. I've been hearing about it since we went back outside, since the pandemic lifted. And they started, and people didn't have to wear masks anymore. It has becoming a thing. You saw Adele had to come out, what, a couple months ago or something like that? And she did a big event, and she came before she started singing. I'm telling you right now, don't throw a motherfucking thing on this stage. Adele.
Right.
So it's like,
right.
I mean, Drake probably don't mind because it's bras and panties getting thrown at him. You know what I mean?
Somebody put the little pocketbook up there.
Yeah, and what do you say? You know, you making poor life choices.
Right. You don't have a life. You don't got a job you got to go to.
Yeah, because what's happening is for the last 6 months, you've been hearing about these stories all over the country about performers coming out and people throwing cell phones at them. So, oh yeah, I'm gonna let you. I'm going to let you crack me in the forehead for the iPhone 14 Plus, just so I can take a selfie and toss it back to you four rows back. And you're throwing a $1,500 fucking phone at me. I hate people, Queen. This is why I don't come outside no more. I can't. The world is too stupid for me. You know, and we are in trouble. But this has happened so much that people are treating it like, oh, I don't see what the big deal is. If you want to see how fucked up we are, and you see some of these news stories, especially when places like OnSite and Shade Room, read the comments. You want to see stupidity? Read the comments.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's anything you need to know. I know I sound like an old man on the porch with the get off my lawn shit, but, and this is the best part, Queen. The dude who owned the microphone, he is putting it up on auction for on eBay for
$30,000. Oh my god,
that's how
I
knew what kind of mic
it
is. Oh yeah.
See, you know what I'm saying? Everybody is trying to figure out how to make a coin at any means necessary. You know, we always lived in a too happy world. You know, where people are, and sometimes some people are putting themselves in certain situations just so they could sue. You know, argue with a fighter so he can hit you, you can sue. Or a famous person or a rapper. Or, you know, it's crazy. And then now you selling that microphone. And some idiot's going to buy it. And in reality, once they buy it, is it really worth anything? Like, it's no, what are they going to say 20 years later? Like, oh, okay, this is the microphone that Cardi B threw and assaulted somebody with it. You know, it's just people are stupid.
Yeah. And this guy is literally, he's on his Facebook page. He's wrote a nice paragraph on eBay. Cardi B rightfully so tomahawked this microphone. So basically you're selling it because she touched it and threw it at somebody. That's a piece of history. You got to have that. Let's put our money together and go get that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they call it capitalism. The other side of that is she was possibly looking at being charged for the battery. And according to TMZ, at 2:19, they found out that she has been cleared of all charges. So she won't be doing jail time. Mm. That don't mean she might be calling Lizzo's lawyer. Oh, yeah, because I'm convinced that she has a trust fund somewhere set to the side for lawsuits.
Just like with that stripper thing, she definitely should have got charged. She should have definitely had to pay for that. And that's what I say when I say people do certain things because they know they're going to get away with it. So it just makes it worse because you can't – somebody else would have the same exact thing. They probably would have been not finishing their performance, and they would have been walking off in handcuffs. You know, mid-show. So what message does that give for the victim? Because there's only one, the one that got hit that had absolutely nothing to do with it. She just paid her ticket to be there. And so I hope she get paid out. I hope she...
Yeah, it's a hot mess. I think the last bit in entertainment news is something that I it's kind of petty of me. I have to admit I'm having a petty moment. But if you recall last month the internet went crazy. Tyler Perry bought BET. And he bought VH1, and oh my God, he owns it all. He owns it all. And remember the BET Awards came out, and people were saying, yeah, it was trash and ghetto. How could Tyler Perry let this happen?
All right.
We found out last week that Tyler Perry didn't buy shit. He didn't buy shit.
Yeah.
And
he has stake in it.
Yeah, he had a stake in BET Plus. Paramount still owns both properties, which are publicly traded. The issue is they wanted $3 billion. Tyler Perry couldn't come up with $3 billion. He came up with a whopping one something, got close to two. The first time it was one point something. I can't remember what it is. The second time, he came up with two, which was his last and final offer, and BET said nope. So it's looking like this deal's going to fall through unless the whole Viacom and Paramount people decides to let it go, which they should. It's time for them to stop holding on to a powerful black property that meant something. This IP meant something to the black community. And the minute Bob Johnson sold it to Viacom, it just went straight down the toilet. It focused on all the things that's wrong with the culture. It highlighted the negatives of the culture and ignored the positives of the culture. So for me, the lesson here is do your goddamn research. Just because you see something on the internet doesn't make it true. If you know anything about big acquisitions, it takes years sometimes. Right? It's the same thing with the WWE, wrestling, right? You know I'm a big wrestling head. Vince McMahon sold to the company that owns UFC, and eventually they're going to be merged. And I've been telling people in my little wrestling groups that I've ever got, listen, that's going to take anywhere from 6 months to a year because the government's involved. You got the FCC and the SEC. You got all these government bodies that got to make sure that there is everything's above board. That can take anywhere from 6 months to a year. And people don't get it. They think because this came on the news that it's overnight, right?
Yeah.
It don't work that way. And big, I'm not talking about some mom and pop store on the corner of your block. I'm talking about a multi-billion-dollar company. That shit takes time. What say you, Queen?
I keep some hope alive. Hopefully some people will pull us together and get it done. I would love to have somebody with not just a black person, but a black person with substance, you know, that's doing something for their community to own BET. It's just, you know, do your research. I mean, yes, it is going to take whenever it does happen, it may take some time. But don't lose hope yet because, you know, it's Tyler Perry. He saved Oprah.
Listen, man.
Listen.
Yeah, he did. And then what happened? He saved Oprah.
Okay.
He walked away. And what did Oprah do? She sold that shit to Discovery. Because Oprah was ready to close the door and put that shit on the side of the lawn like a garage sale would own. And he stepped in, added four shows that turned everything around. Right? He stopped working with Warner Brothers to work with Oprah. And he turned their whole network around, brought in billions of dollars of ad revenue for those four shows that went throughout the year. And the minute their deal was up and he made a deal with BET, Oprah said, all right, well, shit, I'm also closing shit down. And she ended up selling Discovery.
You're right. Oprah anyway. But come on, people, get it together. Y'all better work for Tyler Perry because y'all know whatever he touched is gold. Now he gonna bring that money in. But Tyler, be a little smarter about who you get in business with because everybody love you when you helping them.
Yeah.
But the second you're concerned, then
I truly believe that if he gets his hands on this property, he's gonna do some amazing things. I might not like half of the shit on there, but it's going to be a cash cow, and he'll be able to get more black jobs, bring in more black creators, work with more producers. I can see him doing some amazing things with it. As long as I ain't got to look at no new Madea movies, we good. I don't see that shit on there.
I ain't going to. There's a couple of his shows I watch. I'm going to leave you alone for right now, Tyler. I'm going to leave you alone right now. But I do have a bone to pick with you about how many shows are playing out, but not that.
Oh, boy. All right, what's next? Let's get a little more. Look, this is interesting. This is to me, this is absolute bullshit. Trump was indicted today again. Boy, he showed up for a ring. Do you give a shit?
Of course he pled not guilty.
Fuck, I did. Not guilty. I drug that shit out for three years. What's that?
But here's the thing with Trump is, it's nothing subtle about him. He will do it in front of a billion people. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll have a whole bunch of witnesses because he one of the ones like, oh, I know who I am and what I'm capable of. Like, fear me. You know?
Yeah.
He's like the terror in the neighborhood that would kill somebody in front of the whole neighborhood and nobody better not say nothing. Like, he one of those type. But, yes, this is for, he pled not guilty to four felony charges that he attempted to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. So he is actually due to go back August 28th. Now, judge must know him and how he worked, because see, that judge told him, don't get in no trouble, don't be trying to persuade any jurors or have any type of side communication with anybody that could be known as a witness or expert in the matter at hand. Don't try to influence nobody. Don't try to threaten or bribe, you know, or retaliate against anyone, you know, that's connected to the case. Because you know. And I bet you his orange ass is in here looking, looking a damn fool with them facial expressions. If he can even move his face, he gets so much.
Here's the beautiful part of it. His lawyer, they does the thing. The judge was late coming in, so she made them sweat. Right? She comes in, sit down, and, you know, they're doing the thing, and Trump lawyer gets up and says, you know, President Trump. She looks at him and said, Mr. Trump. Oh, man.
I would have gave
anything to be in that courtroom to see that orange fuck face all pinched up when she said that shit. And it came from an amazing, educated, beautiful, black, Jamaican-born woman who was appointed by President Obama. Oh, boy. Can you imagine the number
of niggas? Oh, I know he was burning.
Going on his head. Because black people is tearing that man heads up. You got Alvin Bragg in Manhattan. You got the sister down in Georgia. And you've got a federal, a well-respected, that's the other side. She's respected by Republicans and Democrats for being absolutely fair, but she don't fuck around. But of course, when you turn on Fox News, she's an Obama judge. She's a Trump. She hates Trump. He's going to be careful what he says for her. Because, you know, everybody else, he talks about them, their mama, and all this shit. And he tries to badmouth you while he's on the campaign. And, you know, they start getting death threats and all that. But she made it clear, and she was poignant to the point where she was saying, listen, no jury tampering. Meaning, watch your fucking mouth, or I'm going to bring you in here, revoke your belt, and you're going to be in jail. You're going to fight this case from the inside.
Right.
I love that shit.
If you think about it, some of the people he hates so much is got so much power on him right now, and that's probably like the most humblest you ever gonna see him.
So it could be a black person that brings his ass down, and I would love it. All right, we got one more piece of I dare not call this shit entertainment. Let me get this. I almost said something on live on here. Get you canceled, my bad, Queen. man, I get so comfortable in here sometimes. I just will say shit like I'm home talking on the phone. All right, there's a man by the name of Jason Aldean. He has a song out called Try That in a Small Town. I'm so sorry. Hold on. Fire trucks driving by my house. It's called Try That in a Small Town. And this racist piece of shit, the song's been floating around out there, and people who listen to the lyrics, they said, okay, there's some things here that don't sound right. Whoopi Goldberg covered it and whatnot. Then the music video dropped last week. And the music video, he shot a good chunk of it in front of a courthouse that used to have lynchings of blacks. He's going after the Black Lives Matter movement. Pretty much the overall premise is, y'all can do that up here. Try that shit down here. It gave me sundown vibes. It gave me some fucking, okay, redneck USA, we don't play that down here type shit. So it's gone viral. A lot of folks have been bashing it. I believe he lost a couple endorsement deals. But, of course, Fox News and the good old lily white America, if we think it's racist, there's something wrong with us, not him. And the best part is, to make his point in the video, not the best part, the saddest part, he literally went and stole stock footage that you can find off Google. He literally shot clips and stuff that he didn't even shoot it here. He was shooting it in Germany, so fucking weird. And another place came from France. He couldn't even go to an old small town to shoot his small town video. And he's trying to tell you how
right.
the radical left, they're burning down. Of course, there's people like Molotov cocktails, which when the research was done in it by a black woman, when she did the research and she showed the evidence of where they stole it from, this asshole comes out and says that, this is all our curated stuff. No, you curated it from somebody else. It's just, there's a culture war going on. And these fucking people are literally taking every racist shot that they can and then try to say it's free speech. I challenge anyone, go on YouTube and type in try that in a small town. Watch some of the short videos. There are people who are sitting on YouTube reacting to black people being angry about it, saying what something's wrong with us. Did you get a chance to hear about this bullshit?
I did when you mentioned it to me, and I looked it up. Video disgusting. And I'm a comment. I read the comments. I'm saying, if I look on Facebook, you tag somebody, I'm going to that page. Like, I read the comments. I do my research. And if you hear how many people, you know, that was justifying it. Oh, it's a good song, it's a good message. What about freedom of speech? And, you know, and because some people were trying to use it from we take care of our own. We're not going to let nothing bad happen to the people down here type of thing. And that's not what his intention was. I know that's how he's going to spin it. But when you start mentioning certain things that points out, you know, certain things in history that has happened or certain wrongdoings that was done to black people, then that's what it's about. Basically saying, y'all come down here, we want to take care of y'all. Because at the end of the day, they're not strangers to it. They're known for being, you know, racist in certain parts and doing certain things. And just like Trump, when you have somebody with a big platform that's bold enough to say something, you have all the people that agree with them and think like they think come out the woodworks. You know, people are too sensitive about the matter. People are feeling this type of way for no reason. It's not. And don't get me wrong. In certain situations, I might be like, okay, all right, people dragging it, they being too sensitive or whatever case may be. But this is, when it comes to racism, that's not, you don't get to tell somebody how to feel about racism when they go through it. Or it's a history of not only hurting, but killing our people. You know, you don't get to tell us how to feel about it when something bothers us when it comes to that. You know, and people are just justifying for it to hit number one. Let me roll back real quick. Since we're talking about this racist, let's talk about the other racist. Like, do you see the statistics for if Trump was running right now, he would have won? Like, people, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's
like,
one of the many
high numbers.
Yeah, because just 2 days ago was 40. It was tied. At the weekend, Biden had him by 1 point. By Monday afternoon, it was tied at 43%. So it's changing. and as of this morning, it changed again. It'll change next week. So, you know, but yeah. Speaking to that orange pile of dog shit, he's defending the song. I think he came out when his campaign thing to this song. And after, you know, he's been defending it for the last couple of days, saying it's a great song and this guy is an amazing guy. The country music, the CMT, country music, whatever the fuck, they pulled the song off of their platform. Because mm-hmm. even they saw it. Even they saw it for
right.
what it was.
So, exactly. So, when your own people see what you're doing and you still mm-hmm. want to deny it, like,
yeah.
come on, I bet he would agree with it. It's too
knucklehead. Yeah, like you said. It's the number one song
number
in the
one.
Country. And that guilt, if you had any confusion about how they feel about you, let this be one example. We got Florida. We saw what they're doing down there. We have situations like this. And it goes on and on and on. Sorry, we got like 8 minutes. I wanted to cover a story I mentioned to you earlier, but I got a little footage I want to play. And this is a little more serious topic. I saved this to the end. So I want everybody to take a listen to this. This is audio from NBC News of police officers in Texas pull over a black family. And I want you guys to listen. Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the car, hands outside the window. Hands outside. Maintain your hands outside. Driver, slowly lift up your shirt only for us to see your waistband. Leave your hands outside the car. We know there is a gun in there. If you reach in that car, you may get shot, so be careful. Do not reach in the car.
Come back here. What happened? Is that your tag on the vehicle?
Yeah, I'm from Arkansas, Little Rock. I'm a nurse. I've never done anything
over,
in my life. I've never been in a car in my life.
Hands down,
it's
relax.
Scaring the hell out
relax.
Of me.
Relax.
Ma'am, I have that anxiety.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Relax. Okay. So, are y'all here out of town? Where are you going?
We're a tournament. We're in Super 64 National. Look at my baby.
Everything matches up perfect.
That's on me.
Everything.
Yeah, I know.
Just
gonna
figure it out.
Listen, bro, we just hit for a basketball tournament, bro.
We just learned right now. That's why we stopped.
Come on, man, don't do this to my son, bro. Come on, man, I'm a basketball coach, bro.
No, it's okay.
Look, listen, look at this, bro. Listen, bro, we are legit. I'm a basketball coach. I got concealed carry and everything,
no,
bro.
That's how we told you.
Y'all put a gun on my son for no reason, dog.
So, it looks like I made a mistake. So I ran an AZ for Arizona to the AR, and that's what happened.
And you can also go away.
So I made a mistake.
But just let you know, it could have went all wrong for us, though.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just saying, though, one day, because like I say, I dropped my phone here. They yelled out, don't move or we'll shoot. Hell, I dropped my phone. If I would have went to reach for my phone, we could have all got killed. Man, it's so much shit going on, man.
First of all, it's the casual way that she said, oh, that was my bag. I put it in wrong. And it was just so casual as if they just wasn't held at gunpoint. See, the first issue is that this has happened many times in the South in different cities where people, tags are getting, it's coming back in a system that's stolen when it's not. It's not the first family that this has happened to, but the other lady got into the car and made her kids get in the car and drove away instead of cooperating. But I kind of understand when you're in a situation where it's like sometimes people are damned if they do, they damned if they don't, you know. And they always approach in an aggressive manner, guns drawn, you know. Once they realized it was kids in the car, they should have took a different approach. And he couldn't wait to say, don't move, let me see your hands, because if I even think you reach for something, I'm going to shoot. Like, let them know. You know, they always say those key words. They fear for their life. Oh, I don't know if you have a gun, or don't move, certain little things. So if it does get to that point, they're setting up the justification before it even happens, you know. And then it was, oh, thanks for your cooperation, da-da-da-da. But, okay, so what now? First of all, names and badge numbers, you know. Get in your car, call a lawyer. Because some people should be losing their badges and their guns. Because everybody there handled the situation wrong. You know, you didn't hear not one person or see not one person being a voice of reason in this situation. They came hot. It's not like, you know, something was done and escalated it. You got kids crying. You got a grown man in fear because he already know his life is at stake because he's a black man. And then he has his children. So look at the damage, the long-term effect that's going to be happening to not just them, but their children. Oh, I hope they ready. I hope they ready and trying to find some new careers and ready to pay. I hope they do the right thing. Yeah. But I hope they get their kids some counseling and get some counseling themselves because they're gonna need it. You know.
Yeah,
do whatever, so, handle your business with everything else, but mental health.
Yeah, it's this story. I heard about this story, say Monday, Tuesday, and it bothered me, so I went and looked it up. The video, the clip I played is, you know, like I said, from NBC. There's part of it that's missing where the mom tells them, hey, we do have a gun in the car. And the dad is saying, hey, I got a license to carry, it's legit. Then that's when we hear the officers start talking. This is the fucked up part. They were pulled over because their plates were randomly ran. Who ran them? A black female officer.
Mm-hmm.
Back up this call, we got a bunch of officers pulling the son and the nephew out of the car. They handcuffed the child. So, mom, I don't know if you could hear it on air, but we got to get off air. But mom is saying, you know, why are you handcuffing my baby? I mean, this kid's like 10 or 11, maybe. I could be wrong. Do your own research. But
they were young.
The bottom line is this was a random running of plates for no reason because you saw an all-black family. So,
I was about to say, it's a reason. That's the reason.
Yeah. So it's real sad. And as you can see, things have not changed. Even when there's a black female in the car, we still got fuckery. So pay attention.
But
all right,
Queen,
45 seconds.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Any last words before I sign off?
Pay attention.
Yes.
Thank you for
and that concludes our show for tonight. You're right. And that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.